My name is James Martin Driscoll. You can call me Martin. I am a person living with HIV since first diagnosed in September of 1999. I have posted across social media a situation that started with an attempt to have a conversation about HIV treatment standards with my then doctor who worked for Borrego Health. I had with me the Google Maps review from Aaron Jacobson for Foothill AIDS Project in San Bernardino, California. Provided here in its original version. My doctor refused to pull the review on his own phone knowing that this review was out here for a few years prior to this confrontation of local HIV leadership with the agency. This was March of 2019 when I confronted the doctor with these details. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 and Arrowhead Avenue, Suite A-B, San Bernardino, CA. 3.0. 2 reviews. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide. 1 review. 11 months ago - This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. So I had to relay this Google review on my own device, giving the doctor no digital footprints on his device. Then I wanted to share a tweet I had sent to CDC, HIV, Director Dr. Jonathan Merman. You see, at Borrego Health had their own Twitter account. But the doctor refused to receive the correspondence I had sent on Twitter. Among other things, the tweet to CDC, HIV, Director involves being a target for hate among the local community. The tweet still remains online in my subsequent attempts to bring these matters forward. My doctor said he would not have time to review the tweet to the CDC. I pressed my doctor for his involvement, which ended up him divorcing me from services. I proceeded to contact the doctor to get an official on the record answer for these contentious affairs I am having with the local HIV community. This is my hometown and my mother still lives here. My father passed away in 2013. The doctors refused to help me. This ended up having the doctor file for a restraining order against me. I told the doctor that the referral back to the county health department was no good because they had a restraining order against me. This is where I am going to introduce us to a Washington Post article. This whole thing is an erosion of trust in health and social services interface intended to support life? Far from it. My HIV health has suffered and I am currently with a CD4/CD8 ratio blood ratio test at 0.31, which is several factors below average, which is above 0.90. I have been harmed and I have journaled my efforts so that someone in HIV leadership can involve themselves in stopping what has happened to me. I have a severe sense of distrustful feelings developed over the years. I know I am not alone. I am a peace builder, not a hater. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382 CC4B2-91E-11E7-92D1-58C700-2D2D975 story html. This article is reflecting on the distrust of government among our society is what is driving mass gun shootings, discontent with no remedies. I am not writing here to predict that I am considering being a shooter or anything violent. Far from it. So, my HIV doctor inappropriately and unjustly terminated our relationship. There was no discussion made and no remedy placed forward for the long-standing Google review of Aaron Jacobson. I then proceeded to fax the doctor on how inappropriate it was, and the doctor filed for a restraining order against me for claiming I was a violent person when there was no statement of violence I made. During this writing period before the restraining order complaint was issued, the San Bernardino Police Department visited my home investigating my internet writing. They mentioned a restraining order and I completely frustrated over the misclassification of my writings to justify themselves to shut me up. I told the officers at my home front door that I would violate such a restraining order. The restraining order was confirmed and I was released from further attempts to have a voice in the community. I represented myself in the restraining order court proceedings. I filed declarations of the truth, but no one was listening to me. The matters to the content filed in court are very important to consider, along with the content that had been sent to the doctor when he first terminated my care. My efforts have so far been left to dust with no return feedback that I am important in these circumstances are wrong to continue. I attempted to get a new HIV doctor. Every attempt to bring this matter forward to my medical case history resulted in the new doctor terminating my care or creating some kind of situation that I could not trust. In Humana, my medical insurance plan, I have several attempts of a new primary doctor / infectious disease referral doctor requests that resulted into the same thing. I was unable to talk about the experience I have had with my former doctor and place such experience history into my medical history record. I began posting on social media with the hashtag matchmedia subjects hashtag HIVUntreatable. You can find my work effort in as I write here, I remain alone in the story that needs to be shared to the national leaders of the HIV community. https://iout-53qp058c=c9ixxgpq6q-0vaa. A forevermore don't stash me in us versus sin in them. MacTipond. 0. Likes. 331. Views. 2019. April 5th. In April of 2020, something drastic occurred. This would be no secure doctor for care even though my former HIV doctor was still refilling my prescriptions. For a year now since the doctor terminated my care, no one has established credibility that they represent my best interests in the standards of patient-centered medical care. In April 2020, I decided to violate the restraining order. I violated the restraining order by fax. CC of this fax was directed to the San Bernardino Police Department in Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. Something sudden happened. I got no visit from the San Bernardino Police Department. Less than 2 weeks later, according to news reports, my doctor died of a stroke on April 10, 2020. We are deeply saddened to share that Dr. Eric Shigino passed away on Friday afternoon after suffering a stroke last weekend. He was surrounded in his final moments by immediate family and close friends. That was on Twitter from the account of @BorregoHealth. https://xcoms/borregohealth/status/12493814901498224692149@ttzqgfs9vidlrgshns=19. Might I suggest that with the original content shared to the doctor before and after the restraining order complaint along with the content I filed with the court in this case, and further the content that I violated the restraining order in method I did. Dr. Shigino did not die of a stroke. He most likely with the preponderance of the evidence set forth in the silence of a fax machine between a patient and his doctor, he could not reconcile and come forward with a truthful discussion with his patient. This was March of 2019 forward. He was blocked by a hidden special interest to remain silent to the details I continue to desperately seek a remedy for. The preponderance of the evidence also serves this truth of suicide that Dr. Shigino was involved into the situation why the San Bernardino office's Borrego Health was raided by the FBI in a huge Medicare fraud case. https://www.desserts.com/strict/money/bucinus/2020/10/20/borrego-healthcare-foundation-l-cohan-contractor-rated-fbi/60023530002/. My story of match media subjects hashtag HIVUntreatable continues. Being off medication for almost 2 years, as of July 2023, I have signed up with Kaiser Permanente. I am back on medication but my overall health has been irreparable harm has been done to me. My journal spaces are valid and the hyperlinks provided in this text are all safe to browse. I seek a community leadership that acknowledges the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As of this writing, the Foothill AIDS Project has a lifetime ban against me having services there. Without a remedy distributed locally and nationally, I am defined as a terrorist of some sort wishing harm on our society which is far from the truth. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. 462 San Felipe Road. San Bernardino, California, 92408. Email address, factsdontlie.hateiton.idied@gmail.com, created to reach out to a community that does not care if I live or die. What happened between Dr. Shigino March 2019? Avidmals.com review which was preserved on my internet domain. https://dr-eric-timoni-shigenit@fuckeduphuman.net, webmem space container location of the app grew up network-used in patapo peace/reconciliation binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash vitals.com dash review slash would not read my correspondence to the CDC, HIV, director, dealing with life involvements of hate. Self-verified patients of Dr. Eric T. Shigino posted on March 17, 2019. Faxes to Dr. Shigino. https://dr-eric-timoni-shigino@fuckeduphuman.net Webmem space container location of the app grew up network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash faxa slash https://dr-eric-timoni-shigino@fuckeduphuman.net Webmem space container location of the app grew up network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding, considered temporary affixed to name identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash faxa slash use space of space lost space before space use space began PDF. June 1, 2019 3:59 a.m. Prediction. Dear Borrego Health, wrong way to the truth highway let the judge see this kind of backward thinking get revoked, your license to operate a healthcare business may just get revoked. You have put yourself into a back corner of the web because I detail each and every step, per match media subjects hashtag words to live by, dash. Rescue from fast gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them into futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plan unvarnished tale. Comma, dash. The doctor's bogus restraining order complaint court case documents. https://dr-eric-timoni-shigino@fuckeduphuman.net Webmem space container location of the app grew up network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash of space d space 1,921,276 slash comma dash the FBI rate on Borrego Health https://www.bickershospitalreview.com/finances/from-and-f-b-i-raid-to-bankruptcy-a-timeline-of-borrego-health-s-trouble/financial management. From an FBI raid to bankruptcy, a timeline of Borrego Health's troubles. The Borrego Community Health Foundation filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after receiving a notification from the California Health and Human Services that payments for Borrego Health Medi-Cal services will be suspended September 29, 2020. Comma. I represent the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The truth hurts but silence kills. Dash Mark Twain.